Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I was a little bit annoyed when I first got to work this morning, I'm not going to lie, because I went to the fridge where I had left some food from the weekend. And look, it's not like a leftover container, so maybe I should just suck it up. But it was some yogurt. In fact, I brought a pack of four. I ate none of it because I was supplied with so much food over the course of the weekend at Farwell's here at Country 106.7. So I knew for sure. Bought four, put them in the fridge. There should be four yogurts in said fridge this morning.
That's what Sesame Street told me. You put four yogurts in the fridge, you eat zero of them, there's still four yogurts in the fridge.
Very well done. And that's the lesson we should have learned. Except, or unless, those yogurts are in the workplace fridge. Because if you were to do Sesame Street and the workplace fridge, you would put four yogurts in the fridge, eat zero of them, and get two yogurts back out. Is that what we call the new math? I don't understand. The only question I would like to have answered, please, is if it is not your food in the fridge, why do you eat it? Do you think that the boss just decided one day to stock yogurt? It's a free yogurt supply. If they're going to stock anything for the workplace, it better well be coffee. Come on. I want coffee for free. But do you think somebody, out of the goodness of their heart, has just decided to be the yogurt fairy of the workplace? There you go. Oh, what? You know what, Polly? Now that two yogurts have gone missing, I should put another four in there to make sure there's enough supply for whoever the hell wants to eat the yogurt for free. What on earth possesses somebody to do that? I don't get it. It's not your yogurt. Whatever. And the first thing I think is, well, obviously they needed it more than I did. You've got a job. You're at work. So presumably...
you're getting a paycheck.
Exactly. You're making some kind of money. The yogurt, I got four for $3, so it's 75 cents each. I mean, come on. Anyway, I just don't understand. Workplace fridges, generally speaking, are like this, right? You put something in the workplace fridge, and you have no idea if it's ever coming back out or the condition it will be in when you take it back out.
Like the kitchen table, I get it. If there's a cake or some cookies or something, if you see something on the kitchen table, it's generally for all staff.
Most often, people will leave a note with that or send out an all-staff email to let them know. I'll tell you right now, I did not send out an all-staff email saying, four yogurts in the fridge, help yourself, first come, first served, to Farwell's yogurt. Did not happen. Did not happen. I hope you enjoyed my raspberry Greek yogurt. Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hey, Mike. It's Jeanette. How are you?
Good, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, here's a good food swiping story.
All right, let me hear it.
Oh, this is disgusting. Years ago, I worked in Toronto, Yonge and Bloor. So Yorkville is right there, and they had all the nice little expensive bakeries there.
Sure.
So I went and I actually spent $5. Now this, I'm talking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
$5 on a nice slice of Carol's cheesecake.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. I put it in the fridge, in the box, put the fork on top. I went back later to get it. Somebody ate it and left the fork and the box in the fridge.
Come on.
Like, are you freaking kidding me?
That's the worst. That's like an insult.
No kidding. And you never, Polly laughing?
Yeah, of course it is, because he thinks you're hilarious. Yeah. Your misfortune is funny to him, Jeanette.
Oh, my God.
You know what, Jeanette? You can store food in my fridge anytime you want, okay?
Like, really, this is just, it's crazy.
It is.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.